Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, your Law of Attraction coach. Today, let's speak about the first-rate version of yourself. So stick around. Welcome back, everyone. Somebody once said, always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else. I love that. Do you recognize there's nobody else on this planet that has the ability, the gifts, or talents that you have? Nobody can do what it is you were sent here to do. So let me ask you, what are you doing? Do you realize the odds of even being born is about 1 in 400 billion? It's not a mistake that you're here on the planet. The question becomes, what am I supposed to be doing? I believe the answer is, you're supposed to be doing something that contributes to society. This is what will feed your soul, give you purpose. Something that will awaken you with excitement each morning. Now, that doesn't mean championing a cause necessarily. It's what feeds you and contributes. So that could mean opening your own mechanics garage and serving people in that manner. It could be continuing your education so you become a role model to others. Or maybe taking that sales or negotiating class to better your skills. The sad reality is, many of us are crafting our identity around what we see on the internet, or what we're watching on TV or Snapchat, or what we may see in advertising. Listen, if you'd like to increase your happiness, opportunity, and prosperity in life, always be a first-rate version of your authentic self versus a second-rate version of someone else. Trust me on this. You don't want to be Kim Kardashian. We only need one of her on the planet, honestly. What we do need are the gifts you were meant to bring. So each morning as we do our dominating edge practices, what we're doing is taking control of ourself with a few minutes of gratitude and then a few minutes of quieting the mind, followed by a few minutes of animating our future. We then take this out into the day. See, we're starting our day intentionally. These techniques help to strip away the facade we may have taken on, the second-rate version of someone else. We know as we quiet the mind, our vibration rises. You open yourself to your authentic self. You're setting the tone for the day, showing up as the authentic version of yourself. Stay with it. It's where the magic of your life begins. As we begin to trust our authentic self and lay down this armor of this second-rate version of someone else you've been carrying around, a lightness appears. A wholeness appears. The universe and all its goodness are able to then flow in and through you with ease and with grace. I encourage you today to step into the first-rate version of yourself. Don't be concerned with maybe not knowing what your gifts may be or what your perfect path may be. You must have faith and trust in a higher power. As you release the second-rate version of yourself, it will allow the space, the room necessary for your awareness to sharpen. You'll be more in tune and able to recognize your gifts, and the opportunities to share them will appear. Trust me on that. Have a great day and enjoy the journey.